The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. Well, the Security Council, everyone quick to blame Syria and Russia. The only thing I'd say in defence of Syria and Russia, I think that they are fighting Islamic State and looking after the Christians, but there we are, doesn't seem to matter. Adam.
Well, the trouble is, I suppose, when you get an incident where 72 people at least were killed.
But who's responsible? We don't know, do we?
But Russia and Syria have claimed it was a Syrian bomb that inadvertently hit a terrorist warehouse, but which contained toxic substances.
Terrible.
But experts suggest that the evidence points absolutely to a gas attack from the air. But Britain and France have certainly laid into Russia at the Security Council. And there was a very interesting point, actually. The British ambassador to the United Nations, Matthew Rycroft, directly challenged Moscow to stop supporting the Assad regime. In fact, he basically leveled this at Russia and China, who had previously vetoed a plan. What is your plan to stop these horrific, senseless attacks?
Yeah, but I mean, what is their plan? I mean, it's all right for Rycroft and these, but what is their plan to deal with Islamic State? What is their plan to deal with Islamic State? And that's, I think, what Trump is on about. I mean, that is the enemy, and at least to Assad, for what all his weaknesses, is trying to win the battle against Islamic State. Now, the Security Council and that lunatic Rycroft or whatever his name was, they want to wipe out Assad. I mean, this is what they did to Gaddafi. They got rid of him. Look what what came in his place. They got rid of Saddam Hussein. I mean, you know, these people have been wrong in the past, haven't they?
Well, that's true. But they have rather backtracked, because there was a very crucial vote taken here not to go against Assad, not to deploy forces against him, etc. So they're well aware that you've got two sides playing each other off.
Absolutely.
But you're right. Islamic State are clearly a huge problem in Syria, as they are in Iraq.
Correct.
But at the same time, so is Assad.
And this is what you do, blokes, do well over there, I have to say, this lovely service at Westminster.
Yeah, it was nice because there was a positivity out of it. I mean, given it's now 2 weeks since the Westminster Bridge and Parliament attack, the four people dead as well as the attacker. But the Dean of Westminster talked about unity and togetherness and the fact that those two things give us all hope.
Yeah.
And there were Prince William and Catherine and Prince Harry there, along with 1,800 others, including victims, families and survivors. And the wonderful thing was, it felt positive.
It was.
The fact that just 2 weeks ago we were, you know, in terrible shock about the whole thing.
And without hope, what have you got? Well done. And the wife of the policeman was there. It was lovely stuff. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.